From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences his second message in a series of studies dealing with the I Ams of Christ. I Am is the name by which God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush. It is the name of the eternal, self-existent, never-changing God. In the Gospel of John, Christ used this name of himself 7 times. The text for this message is verse 35 of John chapter 6. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. In introducing this part of the study, Dr. Cairns first clears up a common misconception of this verse. Here, the Lord Jesus is not making any reference to the bread of the communion service. Rather, he is revealing himself as the true bread from heaven. Simply put, Christ was saying, I am Jehovah. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, Christ as the Soul-Satisfying, Soul-Saving Savior. First, we present a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's selection is entitled, Let Trials Bless. The text is found in Romans chapter 5 and verse 3, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. This is a promise in essence, if not in form. We have need of patience, and here we see the way of getting it. It is only by enduring that we learn to endure, even as by swimming men learn to swim. You could not learn that art on dry land, nor learn patience without trouble. Is it not worthwhile to suffer tribulation for the sake of gaining that beautiful equanimity of mind which quietly acquiesces in all the will of God? Yet our text sets forth a singular fact, which is not according to nature, but is supernatural. Tribulation in and of itself worketh petulance, unbelief, and rebellion. It is only by the sacred alchemy of grace that it is made to work in us patience. We do not thresh the wheat to lay the dust, yet the flail of tribulation does this upon God's floor. We do not toss a man about in order to give him rest, and yet so the Lord dealeth with his children. Truly, this is not the manner of men, but greatly redounds to the glory of our all-wise God. Oh, for grace to let my trials bless me! Why should I wish to stay their gracious operation? Lord, I ask thee to remove my affliction, but I beseech thee 10 times more to remove my impatience. Precious Lord Jesus, with thy cross engrave the image of thy patience on my heart.
Jesus, keep me near.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, we humbly and reverently bow before Thee, pleading the merits of the precious blood of Thy dear Son. We have read how He spoke of His body and of His blood. And our God, we would stake everything upon the person and the work, the mediation and the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that we have no other argument, and we need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. We bless Thee today for the all-sufficiency of the blessed Son of God. And we would worship Thee in Jesus' name and cry to Thee now upon His merit that Thou wilt hear us, that Thou wilt grant us a very rich and real sense of Thy presence. We would pray particularly that the Holy Spirit of God would come and do His peculiar work, that work of manifesting and exalting the Lord Jesus Christ, that work of applying the Word to every heart. We know that the act of regeneration is solely the act of God. We know, as we've been reminded in the opening prayer, that the work of application, opening the heart to receive by faith the engrafted Word, is the work of the Spirit of God. And we would pray now for the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Lord, come in this meeting. Speak to every waiting heart. Lord, give to every man and woman the grace to hear, the desire to receive. And, O Lord, we pray that Thou wilt help this preacher in the ministry of the gospel. Lord, hide man behind the cross. Fill me with Thy Spirit. Give unction and utterance, authority and ability that God alone can impart. And God grant that the result will be an everlasting weight of glory brought to Thy name and great blessing brought to each person here, according as Thou dost see their need to be. We pray, giving Thee our thanks, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Last Sabbath morning, we considered the great statement of the Lord Jesus Christ in John's Gospel, chapter 8, where He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." That unique claim of Christ to be the great I Am. I said last Lord's Day that that statement is somewhat expounded. We could say that the Savior elaborates upon it in seven other statements recorded in the Gospel of John. We think of these as the I Ams of Christ. You may recollect that last Lord's Day I quoted the words of another preacher when he said that Jesus said, "I am," and more or less left a blank so that faith may fill in her prayers. In other words, he says, "I am." And now he's going to tell us something of what he is in these statements. This morning, we will come to John's Gospel, chapter 6. And we'll start at verse 35, though we will have cause to look at parallel statements through the chapter. Where Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life." I am the bread of life. Commenting on John chapter 6, John Chrysostom, John the golden mouth preacher, one of the great experts in Scripture and one of the great preachers of the early Greek church, John Chrysostom said, "When we converse of spiritual things, let there be nothing secular in our souls, nothing earthly." Unfortunately, all too many people have ignored that good advice. For centuries, the Church of Rome has bolstered her fantastic claims for the monstrous invention of transubstantiation, in which at the word of consecration uttered by a popish priest, a little wafer, is actually transformed into the body and bones, the blood, the tissues, the sinews, the entire humanity, and if that were not enough, the total deity of Jesus Christ. So that a Roman priest will hold up that wafer, and I have actually witnessed one do this, and say to the congregation, "This is your God." Now that is a monstrous figment. It is a diabolical invention. It is a wicked perversion of the statements of God's gracious word. But Rome has for a long time used John's Gospel chapter 6 as something to support this notion, because here Jesus speaks of himself being bread, and then he goes on to say that if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no life in you. The simple truth concerning John chapter 6 is that the Lord Jesus was not speaking of the communion service. There is no reference here to the sacrament. That would have been an anachronism. He had not yet instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, and it certainly would have made no sense to the people or to the disciples to be expounding a sacrament of which they had absolutely no intimation or no information whatsoever. So there is no reference to the sacrament. Now let me say, although I'm not going to be dealing with this in any sort of detail at all, let me say that once, now that the sacrament has been instituted, the Lord's Supper has been instituted by the Lord Jesus Christ, at the Lord's table, it is entirely praiseworthy and legitimate to recall what Jesus said in John chapter 6 and realize that this is the spiritual reality that we celebrate and remember at the Lord's table. But it is essential to recognize this is a spiritual reality. And as Chrysostom said, when we converse of spiritual things, there should be nothing secular or earthly in our souls or in the manner in which we are dealing with it. The Lord Jesus here was engaged not in revealing the sacrament, but in revealing himself. Revealing himself to the Jews as God's gracious provision for the salvation of sinners. Now in doing so, he uses metaphors, figures of speech that throw great light upon the high doctrine that he's proclaiming. Now remember how this discourse came about. The Lord Jesus had fed 5,000 people with 5 barley loaves and a couple of small fish. He had fed 5,000 people. And then he had sent his disciples off, and later he himself. Remember, he came walking in the water, and he departed with them to Capernaum. The people followed him. And when they found him, verse 26, verse 27 says, they said, "Rabbi, when camest thou hither?" And Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat that perishes." He goes on to tell them what you should labor for, and that is the reality of grace in himself. So they followed him, and he told them bluntly, "I know why you're here. You had your bellies filled yesterday, and you want to get them filled again today." So when he said to them, "Don't be laboring for the meat that perishes, but labor for that meat which doesn't perish," they said very piously, "Lord, what would we do to work the works of God. Jesus commanded them, well, believe on him whom he has sent. They immediately asked, as they often did, for a sign. And now watch this carefully. As soon as they talked about getting a sign, they reminded him that Moses had done something much better than feeding 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said Moses, and they don't mention him, but the fact that Jesus did later shows it was Moses they had in mind. Moses fed millions for 40 years. Every day the manna came. So what sign are you showing? And that led the Lord Jesus into this deep and wonderful sermon on the bread of life, the living bread, the bread that came down from heaven. He made some glorious statements as he identified himself for the Jews. As we have read in verse 35, he says, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth in me shall never thirst. Verse 48, he says, I am that. For some reason or other, the translators decided that they needed to emphasize in this demonstrative way, but the verse is just the same. I am the bread of life. Then verse 50, 51, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man, or literally that anyone, may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. And then verse 58, this is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Now this is the first of the 7 great I am statements in John's Gospel. I am the bread of life. Last week I emphasized that the I am declares the eternal, unchangeable deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't think, and this is the reason I took that one first, because it lays the foundation for everything else. I don't think I'm going too far when I say that in every one of these great I am statements, the Lord Jesus is emphasizing his deity. He is emphasizing that he is Jehovah. And in these statements, he explores the fullness of what he, the Son of God, became and did to save his people from their sins. Now, looking at the text, specifically verse 35, I am the bread of life. What he's saying is, I am Jehovah. I am God incarnate. The only one who can give you true eternal life and satisfy your soul. That's the message.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.